Big day for Andrew Little, of course, today as he faces his caucus for the first time since the revelations that he talked to the party members about quitting. He's cancelled all media interviews this morning to focus on this. We don't even know there's going to be a confidence vote, and we don't know if there is a vote, which way it's going to do. But having looked at quitting, he seems to have decided that he's going to hang in there.
I'm not going to conceal my determination to fight this to the bitter end.
But there are rumours that Ardern, Kelvin Davis, could be a ticket. They might emerge should things go pear-shaped today. So what to do? Political scientist at Massey University, Dr. Grant Duncan, is with us. Grant, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Can you believe this is happening to the Labor Party again?
Well, not really, no. It's looking pretty bad, I've got to say. And they've had a really rough time with leadership since Helen Clark stood down. They don't seem to have any luck, and now that those polls have gone down below 25%, it can't be feeling very good in the Labor caucus at the moment.
Explain to me, though, but even at 24-25%, with the Greens, with New Zealand First, it's still a genuine contest. Why do you think Little's done what he's done?
Well, it's hard to say, but I imagine that there's possibly some very nervous backbenchers who said we want to have a proper fight about this. That's my guess anyway. And so, yes, he's gone to ground, and we'll have to wait and see what comes out of the caucus later today.
What would, I mean, ideal, I don't know what is ideal. So one of the scenarios is he goes, right, confidence vote, they back him 100%. He walks out of the room and he goes, I've got 100% backing of the caucus. This thing's done. We're fighting. So that's one. Is that good, given what he said and he doesn't believe in himself even if he wins a confidence vote?
It would certainly help, because I don't think that a change of leadership is really a great idea at the moment either.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, obviously shows disunity and instability and so forth. However, who knows? A change of leadership could be a good thing for them as well. I mean, Andrew hasn't really been firing on all cylinders, unfortunately, even though he's a good guy. He hasn't really been cutting through. But look, you know, it may just be that what's happening here is, in the long term, is just, you know, the gradual demise of the Labor Party and a political fragmentation.
That was my next question. Is it Little or is it Labor? And if it's Labor, what's its problem?
Well, one thing to look at is what's happened in Germany, really, where Angela Merkel's 12 years in office as the leader of the Conservative Christian Democratic Party has been underpinned for two of those terms by a grand coalition with the Social Democrats. So that's a little bit like a national new Labour coalition, so to speak, keeping Merkel in office. And I do think that we could be looking at something quite similar happening in New Zealand in the long run.
Jeez. So where does that leave a Peters and the Greens? Is there some left-wing voting to be mopped up there? So in other words, they become both plus 10% parties?
Well, yeah, and it's their existence that's causing Labour grief, really, because they're taking left-wing support away from Labour, and they've basically denied Labour that status of the broad church centre-left party. And so although, you know, that they might be able to get along in coalition, their existence really is a dog in a manger for the Labour Party.
I was always critical of that Labour-Green, I don't know even what you call it, the understanding, the alliance. I thought that hurt Labour's vote. Do you think that that's probably fair?
Well, yeah, you could be right about that. But then you see, before the last election, they refused that kind of arrangement with the Greens, and they got stick for that as well.
Yeah.
And going back to 1999, of course, it was, you know, that a deal with the left-wing Alliance Party that really got Helen Clark across the line and into power. So those sorts of deals can work. And on this occasion, no, it doesn't seem to be working all that well, does it?
Grant, appreciate your time as always. Grant Duncan, Dr. Grant Duncan, political scientist at Massey University.